News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Hope you're having a good week so far. It's only Tuesday, but we can get through it. There's so much happening right now that I thought it might be fun just to talk a little bit about what's going on in the community this week. Don't have a guest this hour, so you're going to be my guest, the listeners. 850-437-1620. And just wanted to say, first off, we were talking this morning on the morning show with Andrew, and we were talking about, I love this topic because we were talking about how we all make those New Year's resolutions, right, back in January. And I confess, I have not exactly followed the ones that I said I was going to do. However, he came up with an idea of what if we did mid-year resolutions. And I love this because think of things that we want to do, things that maybe would bring us joy that we could do. So I think this is a great way to go. So my thought was, living here in Pensacola, one of the most beautiful places in the world with the most beautiful beaches, I need to get to the beach more often. I don't know why I don't. Some part of my mind psychologically goes, oh, I have to go across the 3-mile bridge. It's so far. And then another bridge. Do you know what? When I go, it takes 15 minutes. If there's no traffic, 15 minutes to get from Pensacola out to the beach. I mean, it's just this silly, silly thing. But I'm going to definitely try to get out to the beach and actually spend more days on the beach because it's just so gorgeous out there. And the other thing is getting out there at nighttime, too. Go have dinner and then take a walk on the beach and just look at the stars. It's so beautiful out there. So speaking of nighttime on the beach, one of the things that's one of my favorite things to do, we have the Sounds of Summer, which is featured in our downtown crowd that is put out by our friends at Ballinger Publishing. And tonight, if you don't have any plans and you're going to get off work and you're looking for something just relaxing, something fun to do, grab a couple of those beach chairs, get a little cooler of your favorite beverages, and head out to Casino Beach to the Gulfside Pavilion, because every Tuesday night, they do Bands on the Beach. It's sponsored by Santa Rosa Island Authority, and they put a tremendous effort into this because they started, way back in the beginning of May, and it runs all the way till the fall. And it's every Tuesday night. Typically, it's not too bad in terms of parking and stuff because, you know, it's the middle of the week, so all the tourists aren't necessarily out there yet. And tonight, they're going to have the concert. I believe it would start, I got to check the time here on that. At 7 o'clock, it's from 7 to 9. And tonight's band is going to be On the Rocks. And I heard a little of their music, and they sound like a lot of fun. So it's one of those things, go out there, do it, treat yourself. Because that's one of the things I'm discovering I don't do enough around here. The other thing that's coming up this weekend, there's always tons of things to do on the weekend. And if you recall back in, April. It was supposed to be April 6th. The Sanger Theater was also one of my absolute favorite places to go. They always have such a wonderful lineup with their Broadway series and the many things that they do, all the community events. Showtime was just there this past weekend with the Pensacola Children's Chorus. So many different, sometimes they have stand-up comedians. If you look at their events page at Sanger Theater, you're going to find so many different events to go to. But this Saturday is that 100th anniversary celebration that was supposed to happen on April 6th. And I don't know if you remember, but that was the day we thought we were going to get all that horrible, horrible weather, which never really happened. It kind of went north of us, thank goodness. But yeah, that's really, really going to be a fun, fun event. And basically what they're going to do is, Janet sent me sort of the lay down yesterday, so I promised her I would get that on the air today. So they're having an open house street party this Saturday, May 24th. So they're going to close the streets from 12 to 6. And this is probably good to know, too, if you want to go downtown Saturday. They're going to be closing the street from 12 to 6 on Palafox between Intendencia and Romano. They're going to have performers and food trucks. They're going to have a free showing. This is so cool. At 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock in the Sanger Theater of the original film Phantom of the Opera. How cool is that? I'm assuming it's the black and white version from who knows how many years ago. And they're going to have the pipe organ playing and adding the, Heather Bellows within this. Oh, it says with pipe organ played, giving leather bellows within the Sanger walls. So pick up a free show ticket at the box office and prior to the show times. So that is just going to be such a fun event on Saturday. I mean, there's so much to celebrate for the Sanger. And, you know, I think that's what I love so much about Pensacola. I moved here 20 plus, around 2000, so 23-ish years ago. And I had no idea that Pensacola had such a rich history. We have all these museums and the Five Flags. And so then to know that this theater, which of course y'all know is my favorite thing in the world, that the Pensacola Sanger Theater has been here for 100 years. That is just hard to even get your mind around. When you think of all the things that have been performed at that theater over the years, I think it's remarkable. So you've got to come out on Saturday. It's going to be a lot of fun. Our sister station, Cat Country, they will be out there celebrating as well. So you definitely want to come on out. And it looks like on May 23rd, so that would be this Friday, if you're in Santa Rosa County, looks like they're going to have New Blue Band playing at the Bands on the Blackwater. So that is done at the, it's held on the west bank of the Blackwater River in historic downtown Milton. The concert series, it says, offers a fantastic music experience for all ages to enjoy. Again, that concert, just like the Bands on the Beach, is from 7 to 9, which is really such a nice time in the evening to head out to listen to great music. So that's a kind of cool thing that you definitely might want to take part of. So that's Friday night. And then, if that's not enough for you, mark your calendars for not this weekend, but the following weekend is going to be the Grand Fiesta celebration. We're going to have the Grand Fiesta parade that May 30th, and that is just the whole fiesta. Pensacola is such a rich tradition in our community that's been going on for, gosh, I don't know how many years. And I just love it, and they're going to have the parade then, so that's going to be a lot of fun. And then don't forget, this whole summer, it is baseball season. So if you haven't been to a Blue Wahoos baseball game yet, you are definitely missing out, because that's one of my favorite things to do, especially when most of the home games all start at 6:05. So you get there just in time to see this spectacular sunset, because the stadium, Wahoo Stadium, is right there on the water. So that it starts to cool down, the sun goes down, you see the sunset, and they do a great job of having lots of things to do for the kids. They got great food, just a really, really fun thing to do, especially if you've got people coming in from out of town. And I'm always trying to think of, I've got family coming in next week, the weekend after Memorial Day weekend, and they're all coming in, and it's like, they're good for about 2 days at the beach, and then they get sunburned, and then we have to find alternative things to do. So, you know, going to a baseball game, checking out, you know, one of the museums can work, but one of the things that I think still is wonderful to do is to take my family and friends out to NAS Pensacola and the National Naval Aviation Museum. If you haven't been out there lately, it's spectacular. I have to say, it truly is such a landmark here in Pensacola, celebrating our military, our history. But to see those old planes and to be able to read about the history of so many of them, that it's phenomenal. So you could do that one weekend, which could be a lot of fun. I mean, they're open all the time. I think they were closed a couple of days this week. But just check the calendar, go to their website. You can also take advantage, with that same note, of checking out the Blue Angels, the Navy Blue Angels. This is their home. So if you're just listening for the first time and don't know this, they do practice during the week, and they have a whole practice schedule, which you can find online and find out when they're practicing. And we have a lot of the cruises and some of our charter boats out on the beach. They will do Blue Angels cruises, Blue Angel dolphin cruises. Frisky Mermaid comes to mind. They're good friends of mine, Steve and Dee Holcomb, and they'll take you out, and you can see dolphins and the Navy Blue Angels. That's pretty cool. So anyway, just thought I'd share with you some fun things to do as we're heading into this summer season. Hard to believe that Memorial Day is next Monday. Oh, my goodness. All right, so I hope that helps you liven up your calendar a little bit. If you have some ideas for me that you'd like to share, feel free to text the information in to 850-437-1620. I'll be back with you shortly. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We'll be right back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It's great to be here with this morning. If you have a comment or some information that you'd like to share, just send it in at 850-437-1620. Been talking about some of the community events happening this week and this weekend. So don't miss tonight, Bands on the Beach. We'll be right there at Pensacola Beach at the Gulfside Pavilion. You can park right there in the Casino Beach parking lot. It's free. All you got to do is just bring your own beach chairs with you and have a little something to drink, maybe bring a couple of a cooler with you. A lot of my friends will go out to eat first and head out to the concert, which is from 7 to 9. But if you're a late eater, you could also go have a little something afterwards, which is not a bad thing to do. The band tonight is going to be On the Rocks. So that sounds like a lot of fun. I guess you need to bring drinks that are on the rocks with you. So in addition to that, we've talked a little bit about the beach. I don't know if you've probably heard by now, but they had an extraordinary rescue this week on Pensacola Beach, which really drives that home, that point of just really being safe and paying attention to the lifeguards, to the flag system. And it occurs to me, sometimes people really don't know how the flag system works. They don't really understand it. So I thought for perhaps someone maybe that's listening for the first time or just visiting our area, or maybe for somebody that's lived here and just never really has paid much attention to it, every day the Pensacola Beach lifeguards will actually fly a flag which will tell you what the conditions are in the Gulf. And if you drive out to the beach, as soon as you pass the toll plaza on the right-hand side, you'll see a big flag there. And it's going to be one of four colors. It's either going to be red, yellow, green, or purple. So just for review, if you see a double red flag, what that means is that the surf is rough, the riptides are bad, it's dangerous to swim, even if you're a good swimmer, please don't get in the water. It says double red flag, water closed to the public. And it's amazing how many people will still go out there. They do make exceptions, I understand, for some of our surfers, our local surfers who really know the waters and know how to take care of themselves in the rough seas. But other than that, if you're not experienced, don't get in that water. And then the next red flag, where it's a single red flag, is still, it's a high hazard. They're saying if it's a red flag, then be sure to be careful because that represents high surf and or dangerous currents. So the rip currents, it's interesting. I had never really heard of rip currents. I had spent a lot of my time at Atlantic Ocean, North Carolina beaches. But the rip currents here, you can actually see it. If you look out over the water's edge, you can see it almost looks like kind of like the water is spinning in on itself. You'll see like two different sides to it, and then kind of this straight, it almost looks like a road going in between these two currents. And that's exactly what it is. It's the tide, the rip tide going out. And it can surprise you. Even the best swimmers can get caught in it. I got caught in one time a few years ago. I don't think it was a really bad one, but it was scary because it was so strong. And I knew, because I'd heard it so many times, if you feel that and you find yourself getting pulled out, swim parallel to the shore. Swim horizontally. That is the way to get out of it. And that helped me. I did that and was able to, it was a little scary, but in a few feet, I was able to actually get out of it. And then I headed right to shore. That did it for me. But with the red flags, really, be careful. Don't go in the water. Now, today, it looks like if you go to the Pensacola Lifeguards Facebook page, it's kind of neat. Every day, they post at different times, but every day they will post what the conditions are. So it looks like we've got surf today of about 1 to 2 feet. They've got a yellow flag flying. So a yellow flag is a medium hazard. So with the red, it's a high hazard. With the yellow flag, medium hazard, yellow flags represent moderate surf and or currents. Swim with extra caution. So someone said to me, oh, so if I don't know how to swim, I can go out in that? Now, if you don't know how to swim, please, I would encourage you not to swim in the Gulf. I know that that sounds like something that should be obvious, but it's sort of deceptive because we think, oh, I can wade out there up to my waist or whatever, and I'll be fine. But the truth is, the currents are strong. You don't know. You might get to a point where there's a sandbar, and then it drops off, and suddenly you're in over your head. If you don't know how to swim, you're going to be in trouble. So if you are even a moderate swimmer, my suggestion is, be sure to park your towel and your umbrella and your family near a lifeguard stand. Our Pensacola Beach lifeguards are the absolute best. I had Dave Greenwood on the show not too long ago. He's our director of Escambia County's public safety on the beach and has been there many years. And we had an incident that happened just this week where it was amazing, but this woman was out. She got caught in a rip current. And this fellow that was on the beach, he actually doesn't swim. He can't get in the water. And he saw this woman in trouble. He, long story short, after two attempts at it, took his drone, took one of the life preservers that's on the beach. They have them now, these life assistance towers that you can run up, grab the float, and take it out there. Well, he actually attached it to his drone, flew the drone over her head, and after the second try was able to drop it right to her and basically saved her life. So that kind of makes me think maybe we need to look into this, because imagine being able to do that. It really would save even the people that typically go out to rescue somebody in a rip current. Occasionally you'll hear about someone, like a family member. Last year, sadly, we had a family member that went out. The kids were rescued, but the father passed away. So you just never know. But be careful, because those lifeguards, they are so well trained and are just top notch. So if you're not sure, definitely make sure that you picnic or you set up right near a lifeguard stand. And then the best flag of all is the green flag. When you see that flying, that means that there's low to no hazard. They represent generally calm surf and currents. So swim with your usual caution. And then the other one to take note of, which is my least favorite, is the purple flag. The purple flag means that it's a stinging marine life. Purple flags are those that are flown when jellyfish, Portuguese man-o-war, etc. are present. So exercise caution when in the water along the shores. So for me personally, I see purple, I stay out of the water. The other place that I think is great is if you do, not a great swimmer, go up back there behind Flounders and over by the Sound. It's beautiful over there. They call that Baby Beach, where there's no surf really. It's very calm and very shallow. So that's another option in case you want to take the family out to the beach. There's so many great places to go. But I thought maybe it'd be helpful this morning just to kind of review, as we head into Memorial Day weekend, some of the safety precautions you can take. This is Pep Talk with Meg. If you have a comment or a question, feel free to text it in at 850-437-1620. And I'll be back right after the break. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg, Pensacola's expert panel. And we just have a few minutes left of this half hour. I've been talking about some of the exciting events that are coming up here in Pensacola. And if you're looking for some fun things to do, tonight is the night, Bands on the Beach, one of my favorite events. It's free. That's probably one of the best things. Every week they feature a whole different kind of music. Tonight it's On the Rocks, which sounds like a really fun band. They'll be out there from 7 to 9. And you can park right there at Casino Beach parking lot and just bring a cooler or a good chair to sit in and enjoy this beautiful sunset with great music. And typically there's a lot of dancing. Folks do tend to get up and start dancing and having a good time. So I would highly recommend it if you can head out there tonight. And then of course this weekend, our friend Janet, I mentioned earlier, had sent in to remind us about the Sanger Theaters event, and she just texted me again. So yes, Janet, thank you for providing all the info. And that is this Saturday. It's going to be a fabulous day. All day long they're going to have exciting events going on, celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Sanger. And so the fun part too is that there is going to be the free showing that's going to happen. They're going to be closing down parts of, let's see, everything starts at about from 12 to 6. They're going to have a street party for adults and kids, and they're going to be shutting down Palafox between Intendencia, Romano, and they're going to have performers and food trucks. And then the free showing of the Phantom of the Opera starring Lon Chaney, for those of you old enough to remember that movie star, 4 and at 7 with the pipe organ playing in the background, because, you know, that's how they used to do it back in the day. And by the way, that is before my time, too, just saying. But you can pick up a free show ticket for it at the box office, and just be aware that part of downtown will be closed. The street's going to be closed for the street party that'll be happening right in front of the Sanger to celebrate their 100th anniversary. Pretty exciting stuff. So if you check these things out, we have our events also. You can go to several event pages you can find. Visit Pensacola always has a wonderful list of community events. We feature events on our page at newsradio923.com. And just for fun, if you ever hear a show like the Garden Line and you didn't have your pen ready and you want to take some notes, go to our website, newsradio923.com, click on podcasts, and you can click on Pensacola Expert Panel for that day, and all the podcasts that we've ever had are posted there. And also, Mike has his own page, The Garden Line, so you can go back, listen to it, and take notes. All right. Thanks for joining me this morning. We'll be back with a guest in just a few minutes. Hope you're having a great week so far. This is Pep Talk with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.